and Dr. Drill. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And we are delighted to welcome back to the show a dear,
dashing deer.
Dear friend.
Come on, baby, introduce me.
David Alan Greer.
What's up, Dr. Drew?
David D'Artagnan.
What's going on?
Greer.
Adam, what's going on? That's my sparring partner.
Yeah.
We worked out once a year. That's what we do. It's
like, and he talks about it all year, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, my dear friend. My dear, dear friend, David. He's calling me all the time.
We talk a lot, though. We just don't work out.
We talk about working out.
I can't work out today. Call me tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to call you tomorrow. You going to be busy? I might be, but call me. Okay.
Well, Adam, now, David, now listen. I know Adam just walks around in his underpants. So you can get him. No. I mean,
he can get me.
He just have to go downstairs and work out. So what's your deal?
I'm on the road, man.
He's got to get together with his writing partner.
Yeah, because I was doing this rewrite on this script, but you've never been over to my house, so you have to come over and work out over there.
I would enjoy that.
I don't know. I'd take him out of his element, you know what I mean? Tomorrow's Turkey Day, gentlemen. And I'm going to be feeding the strippers down there. It's crazy girls.
Yeah, where are you going to be? I know you don't like your family. So
no, I love my family. I do.
They're in Michigan, right?
Yeah, they're all the way in Michigan.
You going to go over there? You know, I'm going to Michigan next week.
Yeah, but do you really think this is a time, given the whole climate of the country, really?
I'm going to Michigan next week. I don't even have a family in Michigan.
Why are you going there?
Speak at Northern Michigan University.
Ooh, that is cold. Did you take a flu shot?
Yeah, I did. Yes, thank you.
I will take my. I'm going to take my flu shot on the air.
I'm ready. Seriously? Good.
Pump it up, brother.
All right, dude. Dynamite right
here. Yeah, put something else in there.
He is such a pussy.
Speaking of
hey, there's nothing wrong with the vag. Right, girls? Love them.
I'm going to go out and get the
yes, I
get
love the little love button at the top there, Dr. Drew. Yahoo!
Let me say this. Speaking
Twinkie hole, baby. That's it, baby.
Speaking of Thanksgiving travel,
yes.
I love listening to the news reports where they go, well, airline travel is down 24% this holiday season, and a lot of that is due to the lower gas prices. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, gas was $1.46 a gallon. It's now $1.27 a gallon. Your tank holds 14 gallons, and you're driving to Flagstaff from L.A.
Yeah.
Is that $5.50? I mean, what? Your car gets 31 miles a gallon. It holds 14 gallons. It's 18 cents more. I mean, do the goddamn math. Is it less than $10 or not?
And those fuel prices get reflected in airline tickets, which are through the floor because of the drop in travel also.
I'm just saying if you're basing your plans on, well, I was not going to drive to Utah this year to see my grandparents, but now that I know I'm going to save $5.48, I'm in the car for 14 hours.
No, it's a plane. Nobody wants to fly.
That's what it is.
Well, here's the even funnier, the bigger irony in the newscast. It is all day. Huge lines down here at LAX. There were lines for about an hour and a half this morning, and the airport's been empty the rest of the day.
Which
are they going to report? It's empty? Or it's overcrowded.
And it's every 5 minutes. There's nothing new. Back to the line. Adam, you're down further on the line. I'm at the end of the line. And Drew, you're approaching the line. Let's go to Adam in the front of the line. Go, Adam.
Yeah, Dave. Drew, who am I talking to?
Someone in the line here, I believe.
Yeah,
you got a gentleman in the line.
I have a woman in the line. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, I got her name is Sheila Olson. Sheila, how long you been in line?
about 2 days.
And they come back at 1 in the afternoon, no empty. Because it was all the usual rush.
What happened to the line?
Yeah, a little extra wait with the security. And there was no story. They kept interviewing people. They're going, well, let's move it along. No big deal.
I was taking pictures with the Army men with the M16s
really?
And stuff. Oh. Right? They're like, let them go. Let them through.
Get on your knees. Come back.
Don't you fit some kind of profile or something?
Not me. I am so cool and calm. Take my Xannies. couple mimosas. I'm good to go, baby.
Can you imagine you two traveling together? Think about that.
I made noises this last plane flight from New York. I just felt bad for the guy. I woke myself up and I was like... just like just bizarre noises. And this white guy next to me is like... I can't say anything. I have to hold my anger inside.
That's right. He'll be labeled.
Oh, I know, I know. Damn that
OJ, damn him!
I told Drew that I have two alternatives now with what's going on in the world and flying. I can either remain sober and vigilant, or I can really double down on the booze and not even know where I am when that plane's going
down.
Guess
which one he chose.
Well, there's only one. Yeah, there's only one real
Well, also, flying back from New York with Tommy Davidson next week, too. I mean, he was on...
a bundle of energy, that one.
I had him stop the plane in Detroit so I could get some heroin.
No, it's for me, Doc. Just taxi down. Man, at the end of the runway.
He doesn't turn off?
I don't know.
Boot me off there, buddy. Come on.
I don't know.
Strap on. I'm ready.
I got to go to the car. I got the
Come on. Get your juice. Car, get your juice, baby. I'm ready. Adam, you got cranberries.
Yeah, I got cranberries because I got to give the recipe out tonight. It's a little tradition. I'm tired of people opening the can. But seriously, David, if you're not going back to Michigan,
no,
right?
I'm not.
You're staying out here?
Well, I'm going to be having Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow at the Laugh Factory with the rest of the homeless comics.
No, you're not.
No, I'm having with friends. I am. I'm having with friends.
All right. You're okay?
Yeah,
you come
fine.
Over to the Corolla
I'm
place.
Come to our house, sure.
Hey, I'd love to go over to Drew's.
Yeah.
I'd be so well behaved. You would not trust me, though. You'd be like, he's going to blow.
I just watch him.
Yes, dear. He's a Negro, he's my friend. Okay? Let's all try and put on a happy face at the Drew household.
Come on in, David.
All right.
Let's heal some babies, kids, and let's get some energy.
Oh, let me say this. David will be at the Brea Improv in Brea Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two shows Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
8 and 10:30, and then 8:30 and 10:30.
Anderson actually went and saw his last show.
He did.
He gave me props, man.
Yeah.
I want to do a shout-out. Dave McKenna, what's up, baby? He's over there in Newport Beach, one of my boys.
He's going to be performing, too?
No, he's just, you know.
Just tonight.
Whatever.
Yeah, Anderson went and saw David and said he really enjoyed it.
Is it thumbs up or down? Thumbs up!
And he told me, too, and he didn't have to. You know, he could have said, I thought he was really funny on the air, but he kind of sucked. I was disappointed when I went and saw him.
I understand it's a big deal for Adam Anderson to talk to Adam. It's
really? Like, well, you know, people, you know, especially radio people, they'll come and they'll tell you when you suck, too.
Dude, what happened, man? Like, you have no talent. What's up? I'm like,
you know what, man? I'm just in line at the airport, okay? Talking to a reporter, okay? Please, excuse me. Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your headliner.
Yeah.
My name's David Allen here.
Here's my favorite line. You seem nervous. I mean,
I know it
was good, but you seem nervous. Were you nervous? And then you always look like an idiot when you go, no, wasn't nervous at all. Oh.
Or they go.
Because you seem nervous.
You like that guy, Adam. Oh, I know where you know that guy am. Are you guys friends? Or do you not like him? Is that true? Is he really a doctor?
Or even better yet, they come up to Adam and they go, are you as much of an asshole in real life? He had a 19-year-old chick come up to him.
19. Are you an asshole in real life, too?
That's foreplay.
And he goes, beat it.
Like you're going to give me a high five.
I just looked at her and I said, beat it.
Here it is. Yes.
Who's the last guy to go, beat it?
That's the only thing I said was beat
that's
it.
That's great. And tell them the rest. You're married now.
She ran.
Beautiful little boys.
Melanie?
Oh.
Melanie?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
I just got a new boyfriend, and I want to, like, know how to approach him to go down on him.
Well, you should...
Jeez. Now, take a whiff. What you're going to smell is yogurt.
Oh.
You're going to smell some yogurt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so.
Like, a hint of Cabernet.
But it's mildewy.
That is the enchilada tortilla pie.
That is the gastric content.
Oh, God.
Unacceptable.
Oh, my God.
That was bubbling around there. That's what you call oral flatulence,
that
my friends.
Impressive.
Let me hold on a second, Mel. Is it just me, or is there something more offensive about that than gas out of the ass?
Nothing more offensive.
It's more of an affront
if you had
for some reason.
Vomited on the table, it would not have smelled any stronger.
You watch it.
And the problem with that is you really do get like you want to vomit yourself when you smell.
Just please.
That's what's more offensive.
True. Drew, stop saying vomit because when a guy has a couple glasses of Cabernet.
Listen, guys, first of all,
tamale pie before he comes in here.
I have allergies right now, and you know I have my reverse reflux in my rotary esophagus.
Yeah, it's been a lot of pollen in the air, David. Yeah, you should really take care of yourself. And sometimes that allergy medicine does not go down well with wine, Drew.
Listen, you guys, I'm about to vomit with this conversation.
Oh, stop.
The smell.
Let's get back to Natalie.
All right.
Melanie. So she wants to approach her boyfriend in order to so that he shouldn't run lest she bring up oral sex, or he shouldn't be offended.
Grab his biscuits, honey, and say, sit down, you homo, and take this. Take this love and mama's going to give you. That's what you do.
But listen, all you got to do is fall asleep with your mouth open. He'll probably do it himself.
Absolutely. Dude, I love you.
He's shy.
Yeah.
Well, what base have you gotten to with him so far? How far have you gotten with him?
All the way, but...
But no oral?
Huh? No.
Was it a problematic when you had sex with him?
No, it was great, but so he just didn't ever initiate it.
But you want some from him, too?
No,
here's the deal. He's not an initiator, and neither is she.
Well, hold on. You can't initiate oral sex on yourself.
No, on him. She wants to know how to approach him.
I know, jackass, but she's saying he didn't initiate it.
Guys, come on. No, let's not be ugly. I belched. I'm sorry.
She didn't initiate sex.
Muffy, here's what you do. Give him a massage. Try that. Give him a massage.
No, wait a minute. It's a male we're talking about here. He'll be delighted with whatever she does. The problem is she can't get over the... She feels bad being the one to initiate anything.
Don't feel bad, honey. Don't feel bad.
Right? Is that right, Melanie?
Yeah, women are always told, not initiate.
There you go.
But, it's oppressive.
By the way, men are, we're hitting men over the head with mallets trying to get them not to do things sexual, and you can't force them not to. They're touching themselves. They're spending money on
products. Well, look, next time you guys are intimate, just slide down there.
Yeah.
There's no guy's going to think that's out of place.
Go down in that canyon, do some yodeling, honey.
No, wait a minute. This is her on him.
Oh, sorry. Thanks a lot, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, get down on that rope bridge and walk it.
There you go. All right. Play the old skin flute. Hey there, Adam.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You're going to hear more of that kind of comedy at the Bray Improv coming up this weekend.
It's heady stuff. You know, I'm an intellectual comic.
Just give him a BJ, Melanie. He'll be fine. And have you done this quite a number of times?
With anyone else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's really nervous, you may not go to completion, but, you relax. Keep going at it.
It was Yale School of Drama, is that where you went?
Yes, I did.
Yale, got it. Yeah. Mental note, kids, don't go to Yale.
I'll stop.
And I'll stop. Melanie.
Yeah.
Don't tell him you do it all the time or something like that, I'm going to freak him out.
Stuff like, you're not like any of the other guys I've gone down on.
That's right. Strange. You know what I like about you? I can blow you and talk to you at the same time.
But
the
other
guys,
so hard because
I can barely breathe.
Tons of other guys that I've had oral sex with, but they initiated it.
Right.
Listen, at my age, it's all good. It's all good. Go, honey.
Savannah.
Huh?
Hey, you're 15. What's up?
I have a personal problem. Okay.
Great.
I'm 15. And I weigh about 137, and I work out. I eat right, but I have stretch marks on my breasts, and I've tried everything to get rid of them. And I don't know if it's a disease or what. I mean, it's just really. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Hold on.
How big are they?
I'm a C36.
All right. That's fine. Yeah. I like stretch marks. It means there's some size there.
Yeah.
But see, I'm embarrassed about it. If I have sex or anything, it has to be in the dark.
Well, that's a shame. The guys are not going to have a problem with this, number one. There are laser techniques now to help with these stretch marks.
Yeah, she's 15. If she wants,
you can talk to a plastic surgeon who does laser. There is finally at least now an option with
guys wouldn't care if you had one arm, really. I mean,
I have tried vitamin E lotion.
No. Nothing's going to work that you can do without real serious intervention. Really? Like either cutting them out or laser.
Hold on. You have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, I slept with two guys. The first guy I lost it to, I did it in the dark, and I kind of lied to him. I told him that it would be better in the dark. He believed me.
It's not about believing or not believing.
Yeah, it's not a tough sell.
Yeah, he just, whatever.
Sure, nobody's ever seen him but me.
Well, listen.
They're not as bad as you think they are.
No.
All guys have seen stretch marks. No big deal.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Jeez, don't freak out. You'll find a guy who'll like it.
Really?
Adam's one of those guys. I went too far with that. But I don't mind a stretch mark. That means big cans. See, it's really, that's what it means to me. I associate it with that. All right, Savannah, don't worry about it.
You have a cool name, Savannah.
Thank you. It's a porn name, so watch it, mister.
She's underage.
Actually, my boyfriend's 25.
Oh, pump the brakes. Dr. Drew, get involved.
No, no, see, he's not like that. He's not like one
He's
of
not them. Like what? An adult?
Savannah, when you're 25 and you... Listen to us. When you're 25 and you look back at 15-year-olds, you're going to be flipped out.
See, but that's not... I'm different. I'm like older mentally than
she
I am.
She did sound more...
Yeah, here's the... It's different because it's her. That's the only reason it's different. Yeah.
Right.
See, like, everybody I tell that... See, the only person that really understands it is my mom, because my mom knows me, and she lets it happen.
My mom slept with him, too, so it's all cool.
Yeah. Yahoo!
Yeah. where's Daddy?
Where my dad, so he's in Houston, and when I told him... See, my dad doesn't live with me.
Shocking.
And, yeah, my dad doesn't live with me, so... He told me that he knows what goes on in a 25-year-old's mind, and that's all he said.
Well, but it's not. It's more than that. Yes, he's right on that count, but it's that a 25-year-old that would be with a 15-year-old, even the most mature 15-year-old on Earth, even one with progeria.
Excuse me. I think I'm sorry.
But see, the way I tested him, the way I knew that he was good enough.
Do we got to get hepatitis just so we can plug your show?
I don't know, but I just want to get that flu shot.
We're getting it. Don't worry. It's coming on.
The way I tested him was I waited 2 years until he was, you know, until we actually had intercourse.
So in other words, you started dating him when you were 13.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you tell everyone, obviously, right?
Well, I didn't start telling people. It was behind doors until actually I was 14.
It's illegal what he's doing, you understand?
Yeah.
And there's a reason.
Savannah, there's a reason it's illegal.
There's a reason it's illegal. It's to protect you from people like this.
But also, it's because when you go on the Jerry Springer show, you're not of age, so you don't get those residual checks till you're 18.
That's right.
When you're 23, 24, Savannah, you are going to flip out.
Oh, she's going to be so high on heroin by then, she's not going to care.
Savannah.
She's going to be so much porn.
I'm in AA right now. I don't need that.
Oh, this gets better and better. She's in AA already.
In A.
Oh, in A.
Yeah, right. I'm in A.
What was your drug?
I pop pills I don't know of.
What does your sponsor say about your behavior with this guy?
Hold on just a second, okay?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Just a second, okay?
She's on another radio station.
No, it's Mom who's...
Get off of the phone! What are you, crazy?
Oh, no, Mom endorses this relationship.
I know, it's the point.
She was spilling the guts. Boy, that's...
Savannah?
It.
All right.
It's him calling.
Dr. Drew, kid, if I come down with the flu without getting the shot, am I going to be all right?
I will not give you the shot.
Am I going to be okay? Because I think I'm getting sick, and I'm not hypochondriac either.
Can you put the gloves on and work him a little bit?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I feel like my sinuses and stuff. I know exactly
how to open them up.
Come on. Hit me up. Is there a buzz I get off of this stuff?
See you, Savannah. I got to get the syringe.
All right, but give it to him under the fingernail so his parole officer doesn't
do a clean one. Don't. He starts waxing, reminiscing about his time in the Peace Corps in Nairobi. How they used to pump every native until the needles got blunt. Savannah?
Huh?
What happened? Who's on the other line, baby?
Nobody's on the other line. My mom just needed to talk to me.
Uh-huh. What'd she tell you? To cool down? Take a time out?
No, she heard what I was talking about, and she's like, I don't know if you want to be telling people this, and I was like, I could trust them.
Yeah, she doesn't want you telling people that she knows about it.
She knows about how embarrassing this is to me.
Well, it's not the stretch mark you're talking about.
Yeah. But listen,
you got to prioritize, you're right.
That is not the important issue.
You're a junkie, you're having sex with an old man.
Savannah, what is your stretch mark?
That's what you got to focus on.
I'm the right size.
Savannah, listen to me. Savannah, what does your sponsor say about your relationship with this guy?
What do you mean, my sponsor? Oh, the NA?
Yeah.
I just started telling him, and you know, there's like...
Telling him?
Well, it's a group.
Right.
You have to get a sponsor. You're not in recovery until you do the steps with a sponsor, okay?
And
then you tell that sponsor about what your choices have been, and believe me, they will set you straight, okay?
I've been so close to this guy.
Savannah, get yourself a sponsor and talk honestly with her.
Okay.
All right, Savannah.
True.
All right, and...
isn't there a lot of boning that goes on in those 12-step joints? You take everything...
Yeah, there are a lot of sick people that go there are not serious about their recovery.
Savannah, no, but I'm saying this, just, the hyperactive sex...
Yeah, there are a bunch of sex addicts show up there, and if they're not interested in their recovery, they will do all kinds of crazy things, including shared drugs with each other.
I feel compelled to give Savannah's mother just a quick safety tip with winter approaching. A hibachi is not a suitable form of radiant heat.
Not
you understand?
No,
and it will fill a small trailer up in a matter of moments.
With smoke and carbon monoxide
yeah, and you will pass out and you will wake up
with stretch marks on your face.
Oh, I mean with stretch marks and dead.
Yes.
So the hibachi is not an appropriate way to warm a trailer.
Yeah, I love those hibachis.
Marguerite?
Wonderful.
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret, sorry. What's up?
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, we're tickled pink to have you on the show. David Allen Greer is our guest tonight.
Good night. What a night for me to call in.
How are you, honey? Adam. Wow, shocking.
Okay, my question to you is that you guys preach a lot about how people who aren't like the most mentally stable or had kind of screwed up backgrounds can't really trust their decisions.
Whoa. Is that what you said? No, we don't want them to have kids.
No, I know that.
Right. Oh. Yeah, no, you're basically right, unless they've got some help.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I've gone to some counseling, to ACOA counseling.
What's ACOA?
Adult Children of Alcoholics.
Yeah.
Right.
And what I want to know is, can I trust that I dislike kids for the right reasons?
How old are you?
I'm 22.
What's
now? Who? Why do you?
I don't want to have kids now. Ever. I mean,
are you going to get your tubes tied?
What?
Wait, you dislike kids? Why?
I don't know. I have no attachment to them whatsoever. Like, right. I've had an abortion when I was 17. I didn't want to have it, though.
Are you able to have close relationships with anyone?
Yes.
Can you form attachments?
I have a boyfriend 4.5 years, and we have a fantastic relationship.
And he's not an addict or alcoholic?
No, not at all. I would never date someone who drank.
All right.
So here's my
bourbon.
Why do you think you hate kids? Because you're horrible parents?
She's 22.
See, I'm the youngest of 9 children.
Let's stop right there. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough, baby.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
But here's what's going to happen, though, I predict. You're going to decide to have a child in about 10 years, and magically you're going to love that child.
Yeah.
Magically.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was wondering is because, I mean, is my behavior now, like I said, when I was 17, I had an abortion I didn't want to have, but I really had no choice. When I was 19, I gave for a child up for adoption, and it didn't bother me at all. Like, I never had any problems with that. I thought that was kind of strange. I'm an egg donor. I just donated, and I'm in the matching process to donate again. Now, am I going to regret all this? Or
You're going to have different feelings about it when you get into place where you are attached to these to children.
Now, why are you an egg donor?
Money.
It sounded like a cool thing to do, and I'm not going to use them, so somebody else might as well.
Do you get paid
for it? It's very involved. It's not easy.
Per collection.
How much do you get?
$2,000 per collection.
No, so you're doing it for the money. Yeah.
Not really.
For the scratch, honey.
Yeah.
But listen.
It's certainly a bonus. I mean, if they didn't pay me, I'd still do it, but it's
But
cool.
You're able to empathize with people. You're able to form close relationships. You're not using yourself.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, like, I was never physically abused, but I wanted kids just for the sake of spanking them or, like, hurting them. Isn't that terrible?
Like, well, did you hurt animals, too?
No, I love dogs. See, I don't want kids. I want a dog. Like, I can't even.
Do you want to spank that dog?
You know what this is? This is she was. There were 9 kids, and she was just sort of left in the crib just to fend for herself.
She was Boo Radley.
More than anything, I was raised by my older siblings, and not really my parents at all.
Right, but when you were younger and you needed a parent, there was nobody.
Yeah,
is that hard? That affects your attachment biology, frankly. And your ability to form attachments and the ability to empathize, it gets impaired.
Yeah.
And you can repair that, and it sounds like your ability to have relationships. I wonder how your boyfriend is as a person. Is he an available person?
He's actually the most wonderful, like, kind person. The second we met, actually, he changed my life so much. Like, I was bulimic for 4 years, severely.
Mm.
And I stopped the day that he found out because he was just so sad that he said, I can't date.
So you're saying that now you're nourished by the fumes of his buttocks, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an unhealthy relationship.
Oh, and they are wonderful.
An unhealthy relationship. And he likes dogs, hates kids, and is on the fence about Jews? As we all are.
Actually, no, he doesn't want to have kids either, I wish he'd like dogs more, but he doesn't really like them.
All right. Well, listen.
That sounds all right.
Have a dog. And don't get your tubes tied.
Mm-hmm.
And, keep up with your Al-Anon or your ACL. Right, and your therapy, and do all that stuff. And you leave your options open. You don't have to make any decisions.
I think this is going
to
kind of work itself out. You'll always have issues around these things, but I think it'll be all right.
That's nice. That's a nice impulse.
Very good.
I
just beat my kids.
Yeah.
But she's honest. She's pulling the curtain back for us to listen to what people feel like when they are like that. Think of the ones that want to have kids to have sex with them.
Oh, yeah.
Are there people that like that?
Healthy.
Really?
Yes.
Well, not until they're, you know, in their, you know.
20s.
Let's get back to some serious problems. Why are my belches so foul smelling?
Are you belching again? Well, don't.
I belched in my sleeve.
Yeah.
Just so it mingled with the
Is that
vapors.
What you were doing?
Yeah, it mingled with the vapors
under my
hand.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be drinking their carbonated soda.
Yeah, this is cooking up all my little belly fluids.
Why don't you have like a box of baking soda?
Oh, I should.
Yeah, I'm going to get some
and some buttermilk or something.
Maybe just, when Drew gives me his little hot shot.
Oh, that's right.
Then you can put some bicarbonate in there, buddy.
Yeah, inject him with something and put just like a little downer in it or something, too.
No, I want my shot in my butt. I don't want any track marks.
He's not bad tonight.
I'm not. I'm very cool because tomorrow's turkey day.
Cranberries.
Yeah, I'm going to be giving my recipe for cranberries when we get back.
Guys, don't eat a turkey. Save a turkey.
Dave Allen Greer will be back.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Hi, I'm Jerry Springer, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Well, Dag makes a Jerry Springer, pardon me, reference, and there he is.
He appears magically now.
Now we're doing syringes.
Dr. Drew's booting up the syringe there. Right.
David Allen Greer's a guest tonight. He's going to be over at the Brea Improv this weekend. That'd be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Two shows.
Not to take. You'd be silly if you
two
not
shows.
To take.
And Dr. Drew is just going to shoot Dag up.
He's putting it in the smoke. Okay, what's this?
Now, fire it up. The black's keloids, so be careful.
Excuse me, what'd I tell you? I said stop it with your racist talk. The black's keloids.
I'm looking out for you. That's
no, hit me off there, buddy.
Oh!
Jesus bloody Christ! Oh! Ow!
Come on, wipe him down.
Ow! Oh, it stings!
Yeah.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
You may not be right for a couple of weeks.
I see two of you, man. Nice! All right, talk me down, Dr. Drew. Let's heal some babies! Tomorrow's turkey day!
You've done your civic duty now with the vaccine.
I'm all lightheaded. What's in that stuff?
Come on. He is such a pussy. He's such a pussy.
He fell asleep.
No, he's going out.
Gwen, I apologize to my people.
Gwen, you're 20.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you know, me and Dag are going to be hanging in Vegas next week.
Yes.
And we're
are you
going,
really?
Yeah, and we're going out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we're going out.
I have to change my flight.
Oh, yes.
Change my flight.
You're gay.
We're I'm coming out. Back. Oh, okay, cool.
We're going
cool.
out.
Cool.
Gwen?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's up?
I think Gwen has something.
Well, I live with my parents and my younger brother and sister. Oh. And just recently, like, I don't know why, but my parents have started having, like, really loud sex in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And
they probably want you to move out.
No, well, it's not.
Yeah.
That is tasteless. Let this young lady unburden herself.
Well, don't they work?
Oh, well, this is, they did this Saturday and Sunday and then today because they had work off. And, I mean, it's not so much me, like, it's embarrassing, of course, but my little sister, she's 11, and she doesn't know what's going on. And so she'll come to me and she'll be like, Mom's making noise in the bedroom again. And she doesn't, you know, she doesn't know what's going on.
Did she ask your mom?
Pardon?
Did she ever ask your mom?
Yeah, she did.
And what's your mom say?
On Saturday, and my mom said that she was doing yoga.
You know what? Why can't we in America freely and openly talk about sex? If her parents told her that, kids would not want to have sex if they found out their parents were doing it.
It is true.
Yeah.
We never would have sex.
No, just say... she was hurting her or something?
Yeah, my sister thought that my mom was, like, hurt, like, in pain.
I have multiple reactions. One is...
she was like, Mama's wrestling. Don't come in here.
Are you sure they're not doing yoga? I mean, this is a new behavior for them. They've been like this their whole life.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there on Saturday, but I heard it on Sunday, and I'm pretty sure...
Yeah. You don't yell.
Could you recreate it?
You don't yell, Christ Almighty, I'm coming.
It in my chakra. Oh, right in my chakra. My third eye. Get it right in my third eye. Oh, that's my third eye.
Now, are either of them on medication or getting drugs?
No.
I'm sorry. What?
No, I mean, my parents are totally normal, and this is, like, it's just a new thing. I have no idea why they would decide to do this.
But here's what you do. I know how to stop this behavior. You barge in that room.
Yeah, I think
you with a fire extinguisher.
No.
Or you call the paramedics.
I know. Barge in there.
Turn a hose on them.
They'll stop.
All right, well, listen, why don't you have a little talk with your mom? I mean, she's a progressive woman.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, look, she's letting this old guy bang the bejesus out of her in the middle of the day on Sunday. I think she's open for discussion.
And these are both your biological parents?
Yes.
And how old are they?
They're in their late 40s.
All right, you tell her that you heard him being intimate the other day, and you're worried about your little
kids,
brother and sister. And if you could just include them,
Bravo, Adam! Wonderful comedy this evening. Let's acknowledge Adam, Dr. Drew, Mr. Hoggy, Mike Mann.
I just got to say,
dear friend,
the behavior is so peculiar that it would start up like that never before.
Yeah, you know what? You're revealing so much about your little relationship, Dr. Drew.
It's like it's so peculiar for people in a long-term relationship to actually have sex in the afternoon.
No.
It's bizarre.
But it's bizarre them to suddenly have no awareness of their surroundings like that.
Yeah. Maybe they haven't had... Maybe there was a time when they weren't getting it, you know, things weren't happening.
I understand, but still, they have an awareness of the world around them.
All right. Well, she
what do you think is going
talk
on?
Talk to Mama.
We got a brain tumor or something. Something's not right about this. I don't know.
Jeez. Right. Is there a shot for that you can give girls? Make them get a brain tumor?
Or that one I gave you.
Oh, boy.
Yep, we're blowjobs all the way around tonight,
Why? I don't know.
Hold still, Dad. Jesus, you got to lose that mustache, bro. Hold on, I'm not done.
Let's heal some babies.
Drew, you take the right now.
Hey, stop it. Ow.
Cranberries.
Hold on, we gotta talk to you.
That's a bad prison name.
Wait, let's just do this.
Hold on. Sir, what did they call you in prison?
Cranberry Jones.
Cranberry.
Let's take this phone call first before we do cranberry.
Because I'm sweet and tough.
is this Drew?
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Long time fan.
First time caller.
What's up?
me and my girlfriend, we had sex earlier this evening, and we used a condom, but it broke.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke, and we didn't realize it broke until after the fact. We know about the 72-hour pill. from listening to your show, we know a lot about that.
Right.
That you can take it. So we got on the online immediately and said we went visited Dr. Drew. We got the link to Planned Parenthood, but we called them and they're closed for the week.
I don't know of any evidence that the difference between 6 hours and 18 hours makes any difference.
Well, he said they're closed for the weekend.
For the weekend,
they're closed tomorrow.
Right, listen,
what holler does he?
You got to call. There's a you're in California.
Place that's open Thanksgiving.
Well, God.
Humpy Joe's Free Clinic. Is there one?
You may have to go to an urgent care center, Drew. You may just have to go in. One of the things you can do is
buy the Fat Burger.
Try one.
By the airport.
This phone number 1-888 not too late. NOT number 2 late. LATE.
Not too late.
1-888 not too late. The Preven people, I think it is, sets up that hotline to tell you where the drug is provided, who prescribes it.
But isn't there a home method where you take some orange soda, shake it up, and stick it in the
grape
old
soda.
Cave of love and let her spew? Won't that do the same thing?
It's about 85%. I thought it was grape soda.
You're right.
My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, God bless them for planning.
He's
just one step short. You got to keep that morning after pill available around.
Well, you got to get stuff before you need it.
Morning after pill should be like a fire extinguisher in the kitchen.
Really? Right. I've never used one.
Yourself?
No, I've never in a relationship. If it broke, it's like, oh man, that's messed up.
But he's I mean, he does the anal.
Oh, he does
pretty
anal.
Much exclusively.
Well, yeah. Listen,
most celebrities do.
I like to please my lady friends.
Most celebrities do.
Most celebrities do.
Because I can.
Adam, does that. Give me the butt, baby. Yeah. Come on.
Cranberries.
Yeah.
And what do you do right after?
Yeah. I don't say give me the butt. I say present yourself to me. Present.
Present haunches. There we go. And stay good, girl.
Now, fake orgasm and hand remote. David Alan Greer is here. Geez. We're going to come back. I'll give you a recipe for fresh cranberry sauce, because what day is tomorrow, David?
Turkey Day! Save a turkey! I'm going to sing my Thanksgiving song when we come back. So stay tuned.
All right, we'll be back.
Love Line, Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody, Love Line. I'm Adam S. Girl. David Alan Greer is our guest tonight. Going to be at the Bray Improv all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Two shows, Friday and Saturday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was watching the news yesterday, and I saw Bush pardoning the turkeys, and I thought, doesn't this send a dangerous message to the Afghanistan, you know, fighters over there?
Wait a minute.
I mean, do
you
we
took
really
a left? You said pardoning the turkeys that we're eating tomorrow?
Pardoning every year. The president pardons a couple of turkeys at the White House. It's
right,
like that. It's some sort of tradition.
Ritual,
I don't know how long it's been going on, but it makes us look like pussies as a country. And is it really news at this point? You know, there's Bush up there, and just, you know what he should do? One year he should kill him with an axe during the news conference.
He should slaughter and eat their gizzard
just to keep people guessing, like the groundhog.
I'm crazy, but I'm not insane. God bless America.
You know, it'd be great. Here's what I'd love. I'd love him to say, we're here for the annual pardoning of the turkeys. President Bush is here. And then Bush just pulls out a machete and just butchers the hell out of one of them and looks right in the camera and goes, Bin Laden, you're next, mo-effer.
And what would Dr. Drew say? Let's stop right there. Stop right there. Let's go back with the knife. Let's go back.
But now David threatened to sing the turkey song. But
I'm singing my elementary school, Schultz Elementary School.
But I thought first we had to visit the song you sung last time for us. Last time you sang this one.
Just like a little plop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, 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 skeet everywhere. Everybody, skeet, skeet. That's how you do your threesomes with me. That's on my CD, man.
I'm going to guess that the turkey song is very close to that.
See my thumb. We got the ball. You better run. S-O-C-K-I-T. Sock it to me. Baby, my head is aching. My hips are tight. My hips are jacking. I'm left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cast. Heck, don't take no job. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby. We going to win.
That's a cheer, baby.
That is, baby. This is my turkey song.
All right, here we go.
2001, 200. Microphone check. What up? What up? Turkey sat on the backyard fence on Thanksgiving Day. And as he sat on the backyard fence, this is what he'd say. Oh, gobble, 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 gobble. I don't like Thanksgiving Day. Hey, hey, hey. Gobble, 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 gobble. I would like to run away. That's it, baby. Thank you.
Thanks. Good. Later in the show, I'm going to sing my YMCA Fun in the Water song.
I got the dreidel song coming.
And Drew's got, we'll save that for Christmas or Hanukkah, as it were.
The 7 days of Kwanzaa, I'll be singing on the next break.
Oh, yeah, when is that Kwanzaa?
It was invented in the 70s. I don't know.
Is the Kwanzaa faded out a little bit?
I think it's getting more popular. There's like a concerted effort to make it more popular.
They're coming back. That's me singing.
You know what I always love? I like it when the filling stations like to kiss a little black ass and, you know, put the banner up that says Happy Kwanzaa and stuff.
Hands across.
You know, there's a bunch of racist
blacks
Texas.
Got their own holiday. One day's not good enough. They need 7 with the Acrofriend words and whatnot.
Bitch.
Would you guys get mad if Whitey started participating in Kwanzaa?
Yeah, man. Why?
You would.
Yeah. Bobo,
you
wouldn't like that. Down. Bobo can get down too.
You'd be all right.
No, absolutely.
Would you be?
Absolutely. I don't know anything about it. I really don't. It was invented in the 70s, man.
I think
I got enough pressure on me. Maybe.
I think if some of the white Republican leaders started really getting into Kwanzaa, I think it would piss off some of.
Well, you kind of have your own Kwanzaa. It's called the New World Order. Okay, so you get 364 days out the gear. Give us one, Adam. That's why we don't spar no more. Let's heal some babies, man. Enough with the pain, please.
Jason.
Jason.
What's up, Jason?
26. What's going on?
I have an ex-girlfriend. I lived in Ithaca, New York. I had to leave there. She came to my house one night, and I broke up with her, and went to Cornell. We went out and went partying with my friends, and I come home, and there's a car in my driveway, and I broke up with this girl like 2 days prior to that, and I realized it was her car, you know, so all my friends got out and went to the front of the house, and I went around to the back of the house, to the woods, and went back to the back of the house.
Hang on a second. She followed you down to Florida?
No, that's the thing. She came up, and she had a shotgun. She pulled a shotgun on two of my friends,
Is this in Ithaca?
Yeah, in Ithaca.
Okay.
Because she pulled a shotgun on me there, and my two of my friends there, and I went back to the back. She's like, "Where's Jason?" And they're like, "Well, we don't know." And they were covering for me, and so then I was inside, and I was calling the police. Why they? She was out front with my friends, and the police showed up, and she was pulling away as they were pulling in. I go, "There she goes up the road right there." They chased her. She got away that day, and they finally caught her.
Wait a minute. She got away from the police?
Yeah, because they took off. She was pulling out, like 10 seconds after she pulled out and was going up the road. The sheriff's pulled in, and I was like, there she goes, right up the road. That's the girl. That's her. And they went after her. She got away. She came back. She pulled in the driveway, and they went past her. She came back on the road. They caught her the next day. The sheriff came up for me to fill out a complaint form, and I, said what she did. They found the shotgun. They found two. She had two double black bucks. She was going to put a hole in me, and that's what the cop said. And the cop told me, if I was smart until everything got filled, to move out of town. So I have a friend in Florida. So I'm down here.
Yeah, but you got to go under an alias, dude. You can't be like, Jason.
I'm scared because.
Let me ask you something, Jason. Pump the brakes for a minute. Was she hot in the sack when you guys were kicking it?
Yeah, we put him on hold for a second because he used the S word, but he'll be back.
Jason,
in 1 second.
He needs time out, Mr. Jason. Hey, Jason, Mr. Foulmouth, maybe that's why your girlfriend's chasing you.
Jason.
Excuse my language.
How long were you with her?
2 months. I met her at a party.
Whoa.
Just two months.
Yeah, she's hot hook. I just broke up. I was just with a 7-year relationship. I just got out of that.
Wow.
And my friends were like, yeah, there's a girl for you. And I'm like, okay. I hooked up with her. And then come to find out.
Motor mouth. Come to find out what?
Her ex-boyfriend, she had an ex-boyfriend before that. She stabbed him in the stomach. But she gets away with it because she's bipolar and she's...
Oh, my God.
She's schizo and she's nuts. So I'm down in Florida now, in Fort Myers, and she called me up the other day and said, and this, my new girlfriend now answered the phone. And she's like,
Wait. How'd she get your phone number in Fort Myers?
Can we send him to the Learning Annex to a storytelling class? Because I can't follow this.
Explain it the best I can.
Why did your pain-in-the-ass friend give her your phone number?
Because I don't know.
He's jerking around. Come on, it's fun.
And how long ago did this happen?
With Tara?
I don't know. I don't know what her goddamn name is.
There she is. She's right here.
Yeah.
What does Tara do for a living?
She does nothing. She's nothing. She's worthless. She's 21 years old. She's worthless.
It's time to answer the phone. Okay, that's your life calling, Jason. Okay?
Okay,
she was worth enough to you, mister.
So what did she say when she called you?
She told me she was coming down, and all my friends were like, yeah, she's coming down, all that stuff, because Amy, my new girlfriend, gave her a bunch of crap on the phone, don't come near me, you'll come here.
How'd you get a new girlfriend so fast in Florida?
Oh, because I'm good.
You just moved, didn't you?
No, I've been here for a month.
That's just moving.
Weren't you following?
All right. No, I stopped listening. Listen. Do you think she can find you is my question.
Yeah, I'm scared because she pulled the shotgun at me once. Why wouldn't she do it again?
I know. That's not my question. My question is, can she find you?
Well, if she found my number, I'm sure the hell she can find
you. All right, hold on. I think it's BS now.
It doesn't matter. I mean, he doesn't... It's the storytelling, Adam. I don't respect the storytelling. Okay, he's flapping off. I think this is a manic episode, and I think Dr. Drew's going to back me up. This young man has problems himself.
Well, Jason is weird because...
You choose these people.
My thing is I don't want to see him die, but I wouldn't mind him, losing a kidney or something. I have kind of mixed feelings about him being shot.
Dude.
I don't think it would be all bad.
If I called you tomorrow and I said, man, at 12 o'clock, I'm coming over, I'm going to kill you, would you be in your house going... Oh my God! He's coming! No, you get out of the house.
Well,
what's he going to run the rest of the
night? I'm worried about his friend who told this chick Adam, where she is.
Adam, I've always thought you were the best thing, and now you're talking about me like this is like some joke. It's not a joke. I'm scared.
Big whoop again. I think he's BSing. I just do.
Well, let's spend the whole hour because their soul's hurting, gentlemen. Tomorrow's Turkey Day.
I don't know.
All right?
I think it's... My question, though, is what are we going to do other than...
What has happened to you? You're like an old gay couple. Get off the stick and let's heal some people!
Listen, other than tell him to get the local law enforcement involved. That's all he can do.
All right, next caller. Tara, patch me through the next caller.
What else can we...
Caller number 2, 15. What's your problem?
What
Brian,
happened to him?
Brian,
what happened
Texas.
To Jason? Did he
pass
hang
me
up?
Through to Brian, Texas.
No, you put him on hold.
I put him on hold.
Christine Anaheim. You're 20. Hit me off, girl. What's up?
All right. Who do you want to talk to?
Christine.
Wait, no. Let's get a cranberry recipe.
Okay. You want to hear the turkey song again?
No, sorry.
Cranberry. I was getting overheated. Sorry.
Cranberry. Yeah, in 45 seconds.
I've been much better, though, this time.
You have been better.
Here's the deal. I am sickened by the amount and appalled by the amount of white trash that opens cans during this holiday season. And for some reason, it would not be acceptable for any vegetables or, or any of the meat or any of the entrees. But for some reason, it has become acceptable for people to open a can of cranberries. And it is not for me. And I will not have it. Not when it's so easy to make your own fresh cranberry sauce. And here's,
Adam,
here's just how it goes.
What's the final insult? When they have it in the shape of the can?
When it's serrated.
That's ugly.
When it, yes, like a can of dog food. It takes on the shape of the can. Drew, was I yelling about that last night?
Yes.
How much do I love this man?
Oh, you're a soulmate.
We're here.
Kindred spirits.
We're here. Tell me about my black people. We're right here, my friend.
You know what? I want to do a movie. I want to do a remake of The Defiant Ones where you and I are chained together and escaping a prison.
Well, how about that great movie where the Rosie Grier's head gets put on
that? Robert Culp's shoulders and he rides a motorcycle. You're Rosie Grier.
Where you going, honky?
Shut up, man. Just put this pillowcase on your head because the sheriff's in town.
We got a winner, man. We gotta write that up.
We gotta write that up.
Come on.
All right, hold on. Now we gotta go to break. All right. But you'll be Rosie Grier.
I will.
I'll be Robert Culp.
Absolutely.
Ride the motorcycle. Drew will play the mad scientist. And we'll be back. Hey everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. Good riff there. That's Dr. Drew. And
I'm Davey G.
David Alan Grier is our guest tonight. Going to be at the Bray Improv all weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two shows Friday and Saturday. And one show on Sunday.
That's right.
What do they do? Call that place and get times and tickets and stuff like that?
They can do that. They can make their reservations, you know, if they want to do that. If their ticket's still available.
All right, let me give the cranberry recipe right now.
Work it out, man. Work it out.
Let people know how simple it is.
Boy.
It is so simple, so simple. And I know David agrees with me on this.
It is.
You take a sack of cranberries, one of these just 12-ounce sacks of whole cranberries. You see them lying around the market at this about this time of year. So here's what it says. And you don't need to do anything to this. This works just fine. You take the sack of cranberries. And you take 1 cup of sugar and 1 cup of water, and you boil it rapidly until the berries pop open, about 5 minutes, and then you cool it, and you're done. And it is perfect.
Oh.
It is perfect, and that's it. Yeah. Dump the cranberries in a pot, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water, put the lid on it, boil it, and then turn the heat off, and it's done.
I never had cranberries until I had, like, fresh cranberries. I was like, what have I been eating all these years?
You've been eating that gelatinized crap that looks like dog food.
Yeah.
And then they slice it into those medallions.
And that's abuse, isn't it? Dr. Drew, get involved.
It is.
Yeah, I'm not sure abuse, there's words to describe that.
Let me tell you how...
And you can get addicted to those cranberries.
Let me tell you how pissed off my Aunt Pat was 2 years ago when I brought a Tupperware container of fresh cranberries to her house. And when she pulled out the can, I pulled out the Tupperware. There was a little showdown there.
That was last year, right?
A little OK Corral going on in the kitchen of their two-bedroom apartment in Santa Monica.
As I recall, the ultimate irony was everyone else ate the canned stuff.
No.
Was it like Planet of the Apes when you're like poking it and stuff? But your memoirs, Adam, as I recall, it's titled It's Not About the Cranberries, right?
Yeah. It's my memoirs are called Listen to Me.
Everyone listen to me.
Everyone listen to me. Thoughts on cranberries and other subjects. Everyone listen to me.
Hey, you a-hole, I know the answer.
Jessica?
Yeah?
Hey, you're 16, what's up?
Yes, I was wondering if there's like a chick version of Blue Balls that you can get.
Women can get some pelvic congestion, but no, it doesn't progress to like that kind of discomfort that men
sometimes
get.
There's green clit.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about that love button.
What have you experienced, Jessica?
I've been away from my boyfriend for like 2 months, and I'm used to sex on a regular basis. And since I've been away, I've been, like, totally faithful and I haven't done anything with anybody. And I have, like, the veins on my boobs are very showing and it hurts very much.
Yeah,
have you been masturbating at all?
No.
Why not?
That's cheating.
Because I don't believe in it.
Why not?
What's not? What do you mean believe in?
I don't believe in female masturbation.
What? You mean you don't believe it exists?
No, I just think it's wrong.
What's Why? Wrong with it?
It just is.
Well, it's safe sex, honey.
Help us understand.
I think it's gross.
It's gross. Okay.
And who, how old, do you eat meat? You're not vegan or anything, right?
No.
I'm just trying to figure out where your belief system is.
Is there any chance you're pregnant?
I'm Christian.
Any chance you're pregnant?
No.
How do you know that?
Because I'm on the depo shot, and I just got a pregnancy test recently.
Good.
When is your boyfriend going to be paroled?
He gets out on Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
What's he in for?
Violation of probation.
She is the perfect Loveline caller. Oh, this is it.
That's right. Great.
And she said you're Christian?
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Does it say on the screen anything about her boyfriend being incarcerated?
No, we didn't know anything about him being incarcerated.
Beautiful. Don't give the wee crap.
No, but here's what I'm going to give you kudos. But the fact is our callers, Adam will come up with something incredibly insightful that there's no way he should have known, and they'll just go right on like, of course.
I know.
It's me we're talking about, so you must already understand that.
Yeah, did he try and kill you? Yeah, just once.
Yeah.
It'll be, you know, that last time. But ever since then, it's been,
There's a couple of things. First off, because of her Christian beliefs and her delicate sensibilities, she does not believe in masturbation. Although the dating felons,
yes.
She has no difficulty with that.
She gets pounded by a felon regularly.
So, number two, I always love what's he in for, parole violation, as if everyone is born onto parole.
Right. What happened before that? Well, he violated his other parole.
He was born into the parole system, and then he violated it.
Let's make a prediction. Yeah. What was the original event? Well, he was with some guys, and one of the guys brought out a gun, and he was there, and the police just said he was accomplice.
I'm going drugs. Jessica?
He's in originally for Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
I see. And now, how old is he?
19.
And how long? So now, this was his first offense, the Grand Theft?
Yeah.
What happened?
His friend came, it's an accomplice for it. His friend came over and he didn't know the car was stolen and they went out.
There you go. Isn't that the same thing? He didn't know, it just happened.
So he really
we've talked to thousands of people probably that are in jail. None of them strangely committed the crimes that they
did. I'm in jail right now and I'm on a phone link and I tell you what, I'm totally innocent.
He's writing a book, though.
Yeah. Hey, it's always somebody, else.
You know what I like, too, though? I love the explanation, which is, so here's what happened. He was sitting at home. His friend came by and said, I got a new car. You want to go for a ride? He jumped in the car. Yeah. The cops pulled him over, and he did hard time.
Yeah, well, he took the rap because that was his best friend.
Is that what happened?
No, they both got time. It's just that my boyfriend got less time.
That's what happened.
Your boyfriend got time for getting into a car that he didn't know was stolen when his friend came by to give him a ride.
Yep.
That he has the world's worst representation. No, that did not happen. He had to have some priors or some history or something like that. Did he have that? Did he get into trouble before?
Not as far as I know.
Of course.
Okay, so this could happen to any one of us on any day.
For killing people, for Christ's sake.
Right.
That's true.
Okay. All right, so, and then what was the parole violation?
He was carrying a pocket knife.
I see. So this guy's basically done nothing.
Carrying a pocket knife.
All this time.
And then whipped it out and tried to kill someone.
He threatened a pilot.
Yeah.
Kill somebody.
What's that?
Somebody thought he stole something, so they had to search him.
Right.
And he had a knife on him.
Did he happen to have this
somebody thought he stole something, like shoplifting or something?
Yeah.
He's a keeper, honey. Marry him right now.
All right. So, and he's 19.
Yeah.
And you're underage.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And
a parole violation, by the way.
What do your folks think about this?
They hate him.
Okay. And are you doing this because they hate him?
No.
Do you hate your parents?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, do you hate me?
No.
But see, when you hate your parents, bring somebody in
payback
that they hate.
Time.
That's payback. That's
right.
Good.
Right. Okay.
I'm usually that guy that brings in.
Hey, Jessica.
Yeah.
So don't masturbate.
She's a vanishing flower.
You could possibly, but you can't be pregnant because you're on the depo shot.
Yeah.
Are you around your period or something?
No.
Have you been pregnant in the past?
No.
And when was the last time you had a period?
Like 3 weeks ago.
How many kids do you have?
None.
Do you? How many shots have you taken?
Are you sure?
Depo.
Hold on, Dr. Drew. I'm getting somewhere.
How many cycles with the depo have you done?
4.
So 12 months on depo.
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you think, Drew?
I don't think it has anything to do with the sex.
Okay. All right. So he's out. He's out soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. You guys have
good
some
loving,
sex then,
baby.
And you can relieve all that congestion you have pelvically, all right?
Okay.
All right, good times there, baby.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, bye. Dr. Drew.
Good Christian.
What do you think of this new patch, this contraceptive patch?
It's going to be good.
How's that different from the shot? Oh, it's a lower dose. That's what they said, right?
I think does it have some estrogen in it, too, or just progesterone?
I'm confused.
I think it has progesterone with the testosterone and the estrogen.
I don't know how this works. You actually jack off onto the patch.
You do,
and then stick it on.
It's a wipe. It's a wipe up. It's a wipe up.
No, these
rip it off and wipe everything off.
There's some newer method. There's a male.
Adam, do you hear what I just said? I said you rip it off and wipe everything. Sorry, Doctor.
There's a male contraceptive coming.
Really?
We have to know soon.
That's going
to
work. See, I said to Drew that I think the male contraceptive will result in more pregnancies by scumballs saying that they are on it.
Baby, I'm cool.
Yeah,
do you know they're developing a Viagra? I met a Viagra salesman in Miami at the Delano Hotel. He told me that they're coming out with a Viagra that goes under the tongue and it hits you in 30 seconds.
Yes,
do you need that?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't
have sex with you now!
What's the regular Viagra take? 15 minutes?
20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Don't you know when you're going to get laid?
Can't wait. You may jump up on something at a stoplight or something.
Let's say your partner is suddenly ready. You go, hang on, just 20 minutes. So just a Murphy Brown one episode. Here we go. Let's go.
He said under the tongue.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy. It's a crazy world, Adam.
Gene?
Yeah.
You're 40. What's going on?
I have a question. Oh, first of all, I want to tell you guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, G.
Listen to you every night coming home from work. I had a question in regards to if a guy was to receive head, is there any way he could pick up any diseases?
Sure. Yes. Yep. Herpes.
Gingivitis.
Syphilis.
Halitosis.
Hepatitis. HIV.
You can get
anything you can get.
All that stuff. Gonorrhea, right?
Yeah, anything you can get from the genitals, you can get to the mouth.
You get gonorrhea, really?
Sure, but does it happen frequently? No. I've seen
it
like.
It could happen.
I think I've seen one case.
Really?
Yeah. And,
What happened?
Where do you live, Gene? I mean, Gene. He lives in.
Tracy.
Right. Wasn't that where the patient was from? That one case?
Yeah.
That's right. My God,
Gene! What happened? Who did you get this from?
The coworker. Long story, but make it short. Last August of 2000, I'd been without sex from my wife for almost a year. Got weak at a work party, and this lady that I work with gave me head.
Wow,
that's been over a year.
401k.
And so what's happened since that year that caused you to call now?
Well, the reason I'm kind of questioning is because the wife's been acting kind of weird lately, and she went to the doctor today, and they hadn't said anything, and we'd had sex about a month ago, and so it just occurred to me, it's like, dang.
Well, did the old lady never found out about this, right?
Fine. Oh, no.
No, dude, all right, you're good.
You're fine.
Why weren't you having sex with your wife?
Oh, man. That's a long story. And it has nothing to do with infidelity. It's just, ever since she had our kids, unfortunately, I think she's been kind of off.
I'm fat.
Is she back now?
No.
How old are your kids?
8 and 3.
Wow. Is she getting treated?
Nope.
You know what? There's a book that you should read. It's for women only. I'm swear to you.
It's called Spread.
It's called For Women Only, and it's like, it's a sister team that they have a sexual dysfunction clinic here in L.A. One is a psychologist, and the other is a gynecologist, and it's about women's sexual dysfunction. Hmm. You should read that book. It's very informative.
For women only.
Well, she should read it, right?
Yeah, but he should read it so he can understand his wife. If you love her, if you're a man, if you're not going to run away and give your little head from your coworker to
bed. Gene, they also have it as a... they have it as a... is a book on tape that's it's read by Brenda Vaccaro. Yeah. All right. Hey, Gene, yeah, you need to talk to her. This is unacceptable.
You do. Tell baby doll, I'll give you a reach around or something, man.
No,
come
no,
on.
Just, you guys need some work.
You're right. Believe me. I understand.
On behalf of your kids, why don't you get a little professional assistance on this? Yeah. The relationship is in
then
trouble.
When you get healthy, you'll start hitting it in the afternoon.
With her?
I did a callback. Remember one of those earlier calls?
Yeah.
On Sunday. Dr. Drew, what's going on?
I remember now.
The short term's gone.
Chris?
Hello?
Hey, you're 14. What's up?
I have man boobs, and I wanted to ask Drew why they're here and how can I make them go away and stuff.
You are 14. That's sort of the age in which guys get that, and that's the result of estrogen produced from your adrenal glands.
Nice rack.
And converted. It's the hormones produced by adrenals converted into a estrogen-like compound. And they usually do go away, though they can stay, and if they really trouble you, they can be surgically taken
out. Are you overweight?
No.
No, really?
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
No.
No.
But does that happen with kids that aren't overweight at all?
Yes, really? Yes, very common.
What cup
are
you?
Your breasts are fabulous,
C.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Stand up. I had them enhanced.
See those. Very nice, yeah. Very nice.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Yeah, chicks dig that, though.
Oh.
Because it makes them feel bi.
They like to cup them gently in their
right,
hands.
Right.
There's a lot of experimentation these days.
Yeah. So what can he do? I mean, this he gets
just hang
surgery?
In. No, just hang tough. Okay. They will probably settle down. Work out. Keep watch your diet.
Wait, like should he be doing some flies or some push-ups?
Let me tell you something. My pops, my dad, God bless him. His answer for everything was do some push-ups. Do some push-ups, son. Now go on. Go on with your
seriously?
Life.
No, I didn't care. Very enlightened man, your dad.
He's like a psychiatrist.
Yale School of
Is he proud of you or kind of embarrassed?
It depends on the day. He's seen a lot of my work. So
yeah, McHale's Navy?
Yeah.
Embarrassed. Ooh,
yeah, he did. He really. We were in session that day. We were in session and we're in
Dag
session.
Proud.
What are you thinking? I want to know your thoughts. I don't want to interrupt. Just free flow. Tell me where you're at right now. Come on, guys. We're lagging. Turkey's tomorrow.
When did Dag stop? I like that show.
What? Oh, it was on like till the end of last season, and then it wasn't picked up.
Oh.
You know, a lot of heavy, a lot of pain there, Drew. Thanks for opening that door.
No, but it's a good show. You should feel good
about
it.
Well, yeah, I do feel good, you know, and stuff. And now I'm
on the thing about TV. Everything bad gets ruined and canceled.
It's true.
Everything good, I mean, gets screwed up by TV.
Yeah, the stuff I heard about Dag was that it was good.
I mean, but it was the writing stunk, so they took it off. But, you know, you move on with your life, and with the aid of drugs and counseling, thanks a lot, Dr. Drew, you get me through these, what I call my dark days, you know, under the couch with the cat. Dr. Drew's talking to me.
Christine?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
I've got this problem about eating and going out in public. And it's really hard because I work nights at my job, so I go like all day without eating, and I come home and I eat real quick, and then.
Is it the eating or the being out in open spaces in public?
It's not the eating because I'm fine if I'm home all day. I'll eat all day.
Right, it's when you go out in the big crowds and things.
Yeah, if I have to go somewhere.
Wait, okay, I don't understand the eating part.
It's just a coincidence. That's when she has to go out into crowds in public.
Yeah, I'm afraid of eating and going out. I'm afraid of getting sick or something.
Well, this is agoraphobia.
You're scared of eating.
Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia. You're scared of eating at home and then going out.
Agoraphobia.
Yeah. Yeah, if I have to go somewhere, I won't eat.
But you have no difficulty going somewhere if you don't eat.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Zero.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You go on a crowded subway?
I'm fine if I don't eat.
Have you ever suffered bouts of bulimia or anorexia?
When I was about 13, I was anorexic for a little while. I'm a manic depressant, and I was anorexic for a little while.
I wish David wouldn't have eaten before he came out to the studio.
Have you ever loaded up on tortilla pies?
And Cheritos.
A couple of Cheritos, a couple of glasses of Merlot, and some
yogurt.
Christine, I still think this may be a form of agoraphobia because it's more about being out in open spaces, and you've somehow coupled that with the eating experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is sometimes people have it in real isolated experiences, and it starts to sort of generalize into more and more areas of their life.
Yeah.
You know that you've got psychiatric stuff going on. You're mm-hmm. under treatment. Do you talk to your psychiatrist about these particular symptoms?
No. I mean, when I was diagnosed back when I was like 13, I saw therapists, but then you know, I got pregnant at 16, and I just stopped going to my therapist and stuff.
Well, what about the psychiatrist who's treating you?
I don't see a psychiatrist.
Are you on medication?
You're untreated bipolar?
Yeah. Right, well, I was treated. I was on some antidepressant medicine.
I understand, but that's not too smart to go around untreated with. That's a chronic illness, bipolarity.
Right. You're insane.
Well, let's get back in with the psychiatrist and see what really is going on here, because you need a diagnosis right now for what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
What if she's not really bipolar? I mean,
that's possible, but she's having symptoms right now. It's not a
hoax.
I
know, but you know what? You know, you said I'm bipolar just because, like, now I'm all calm and stuff, and I keep talking, and like, I don't have that impulse control, and I can't shut up, you know, and I keep talking about all my problems, me. I'm not bipolar.
And doing the turkey song.
Do that me thing again.
Listen, I'm coming over to Dr. Drew's tomorrow, man.
All right.
I'm not there. The address.
We gonna have a soul Thanksgiving.
You have a girl.
We have to stop that place.
That was my car racing. Let's save the babies. All right, put caller 5 through.
Here, it's Adam.
Hold on, I want to say something. I don't care about Christine, but I was thinking about yogurt. And I was thinking about the fruit on the bottom yogurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how I'm so goddamn lazy that I'm discouraged now when I see the fruit on the bottom.
Yeah, it's
like,
much
I can't mix that up. I got to get my assistant to do that. But here's the reason why I don't like the fruit on the bottom. Not enough lip on the top of the yogurt cup to stir it.
Yep.
So here's my invention. I just wrote it down. Fruit in the middle.
Huh? Wow.
Fruit in the middle.
Wow.
That would be a huge seller. Fruit
and
in the middle.
That's a song, too. You know, I like a girl with fruit in the middle. Fruit in the middle.
Seriously, fruit in the middle or fruit at the bottom with an extra half inch of lip on the cup so you can get some stirring action in there.
Just to reinvent the yogurt cup.
Yeah, really, just a little extra lip there.
You're going to be on QVC in about 10 years, Adam. Just a crazy old man.
Or more of it, just a manufacturing process where you put the can upside down in a new cup that has room to spin.
Now you're getting too crazy now.
Have you had a flu shot?
Fruit.
I have, in fact.
Okay. Fruit in the middle.
Hepatitis
fruit
A.
In the middle
fruit
yogurt.
In the middle. Like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. Shaka like boom, shaka like a boom, shaka bang.
Ian?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're 36. What's up?
How are you, Adam?
Good.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi, Ian. What's up?
Well,
what's up, man? How you
doing? I just been listening to your show since very many years, a lot of years. And tonight, I'm had a strange feeling I needed to call to let people know that it's okay. It's really okay. I've been listening to people say they don't like to masturbate, things like, it's okay. It's a great, I mean, we can't do that.
All right. Okay.
To pleasure ourselves is the best.
Yeah.
And then...
You're preaching to the choir here, buddy.
One caller said...
I'm masturbating right now. You know what I'm saying?
The one caller said she's 15 and she's dating a 25-year-old man.
Right.
Can't understand that. That's very unsafe, and I don't like that. I was very disturbed about that.
Well, we'll put you down as a nay on that one. What's going on with your life, Ian?
My life is wonderful. For about a good portion of it, actually, I did a lot of drugs and...
You're kidding.
Shocking.
No.
Shocking. No.
You're not drinking now?
Not my Ian.
A lot of alcohol, but when I reached 27 years of age... I found something that completely changed my life.
What is that?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And
completely changed my life.
What are you doing now? Are you working?
Oh, yeah. Got a nice job. I've been working at the same job for about 10 years.
What job's that?
Christmas tree.
Grocery store. I work in a Vons grocery store.
Union?
Yes.
Hey,
Union.
Hey, how about you float my fruit in the middle yogurt idea tomorrow?
Fruit in the middle.
Like when the
you like it in the middle?
Like when the player, the Knutson guy, comes around.
The middle fruit. Or the new container, just the container where there's room to stir.
No, but seriously, Dr. Like Drew, I want to ask you a very important question.
All right, Ian, go ahead.
It's sweet. It's juicy. It's fruit in the middle. Fruit in the middle.
Why do so many young people have so many sexual issues?
Because we don't talk about sex in a normal, free, and open and healthy way.
I actually disagree with that. I think that a lot of the abuse and abandonment in childhood gets converted into strategies that include sexuality in adolescence.
Because sexuality is hidden and it's not talked about openly.
We talk about it all the time.
These are my genitals, Dr. Drew. Don't close your eyes. Look at them.
Put them away.
Touch them.
They're beautiful.
Stroke them. It's just skin, Dr. Drew.
Well, I don't know. I've never heard a scrotum described as just skin.
Would you let go of it now, please?
The D'Artos tunic here has a special quality to it.
Ow.
But the fact is that they do see sexuality as a way of managing feelings. And so they, just like the way you use drugs, they use sex. And it feels good and works for them. And the attractions they have are completely screwed up because of the abandonments and the dysfunction in childhood.
Hey,
so it ends up being...
Ian, how are the cranberries selling this year?
You know what?
Over at the market.
Yeah. People don't buy bagged cranberries.
You're breaking my heart, brother. You're
the produce department.
You are breaking my heart.
And you know what? When you said cranberries, he chuckled very knowingly.
People just like an easier way out of things.
They buy the can.
But Ian, people would buy a relationship in a can if they could, right,
that's
fellas?
That's right. Yeah. Huh? Hey, bravo, right? Bravo.
Nobody does want to buy a relationship in a bag.
And Ian, here's the deal. The next time you see some MF-er walking out with a can of cranberries, especially around this season, I want you to tackle his ass in the aisle and start yelling about why not grab a canned turkey?
Yeah.
Why not some canned stuffing?
Some Spam.
Why? Stuff your wife and kids in a can.
On. Shut up, Drew. I'm trying to make a point here about the holidays here. You don't eat Spam during the holiday. Do you see what I'm saying? Why not the canned?
That's not a good improvisation.
It. Yeah, that's bad. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. David Alan Greer is our guest tonight.
I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy, it's sweet, because it's fruit. And in the middle, shaka daka.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew.
And I'm David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer. Me, Drew, and David all... talking smack about people who make more money than we do.
I like my fruit in the middle. I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle.
Fruit in the middle.
That's it, baby. You're going to be in Vegas going, look here, girl, you got some fruit in the middle? Because give me that. Give me that. Give me that.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen to this, Adam. You'll be done. Wait, just go back to this call.
All right. Quick. Somebody's got a right yogurt.
Cranberry.
Yeah. Oh, cranberry. Oh. Uh-oh.
Here you go.
Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
You work at a grocery store?
Yeah, I work for Albertsons.
All right.
I just wanted to say that the last guy worked at Vons.
Yeah.
I don't know where he works, but over here in Corona, everyone's buying they're making their own cranberries this year.
All right.
Nice. Corona and cranberries. It's all about Thanksgiving's good times.
You're not just saying that so I can sleep tonight, Jessica?
No, I'm serious.
Did the Mormon just come in here?
Yeah. Okay, good.
You know, I was on Broadway, gentlemen.
Oh, you were.
Absence Scrupulous.
What'd you play?
I played a young black man.
And?
The first Negro baseball player. Now, if that's not the makings of a Broadway, look at Adam's face. We're on the radio. Guys, gang, I wish you could see. Adam's just cutting up here. His eyebrows are jumping all over everywhere.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson.
You play Jackie Robinson?
That was my first job, and I had songs like, I can play this game as good as the white man.
Genius.
Yeah, we closed very early. It lasts like 3 weeks.
A grand slam for equality.
He can't because he's a... Don't say that word. Not here in my office. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Too.
Right. It was pretty bad. Joel Siegel wrote it, though. Very good.
Jessica?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jesus, but what critic could really tear that show a new a-hole, you know?
Okay. I mean,
you
have... They did. They went to the part. It's Broadway.
So you're selling lots of cranberries.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing the Lord's work over there.
You are. Spread the gospel, baby.
And I just wanted to say DAG. The show DAG was awesome.
Thanks, baby. You know what I'm making for you tomorrow? I'm making some cranberries. Because you know why? I like my fruit in the middle.
By an Albertsons.
And here
in the middle.
Let me tell you the real tragedy of DAG. Just another 87 episodes and they could have got this syndication.
I would have been a bloated, drug-addled, happy man. David, it's Dr. Drew. Open up. I got the syringes. Come on.
No. It'd be the intervention team.
Yeah. All right, crash unit would be in there.
Jeez.
Well, he comes out once a week, an attorney, to collect his residual check.
David, do you know what he did last
check.
Week in the Beverly Center?
Yelling about his scrotum every time. Look at this.
Just don't want to wind up on Behind the Music.
The real Dr. Drew.
I love Behind the Music.
Yeah. They'll never do it about us. It's like,
why?
Be in front of
them.
Yeah,
now,
of the boredom.
I think if Dag got to syndication, I would say that David would be like in a Rick James type place.
Ooh,
in just a matter of months. Just
I would.
A lot
I'd
of
be
chicks
burning people with
tied
pipes.
Up, tied to the bed.
Rick James story.
Oh, he's still living though. He's still,
yeah.
Now he looks like just a matronly auntie
right.
man. You know.
Right. No. He looks like Donna Summers now.
I know.
Love to love you, baby. Love to love.
Let's heal some babies, guys.
Dustin?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I had a spoon, and I was flipping it around my finger,
mm-hmm.
and it hit me on my testicle,
mm-hmm.
and, well, it hurts.
Mm-hmm. I got a spork caught up my ass once.
Spork?
Yeah.
What's a spork?
Well, it's a spoon and a fork.
Dustin,
you know?
I think Adam, in his I don't want to deal
What's
with emotions way, his man way, he's trying to tell you maybe he doesn't quite believe your story. I do. Go ahead.
Well, what size was this spoon?
Well, let's see. It was a soup spoon.
Is your testy swelling or anything?
Hmm?
Is the testy swelling?
Well, a little bit.
How bad?
I can't really tell.
Well, how bad is the pain right now?
The pain?
Yeah.
Well, it hurts a lot.
A lot.
I'm wondering what I should do. And
how long ago did this happen?
About an hour and a half, maybe.
If it's still swollen or painful tomorrow, go to an emergency room. You need to get an ultrasound. You can actually fracture your testy.
What about ice on the sack? How come you don't do that?
You can put some ice on it. I had a guy take a hockey puck direct hit.
Ooh.
Like an egg.
Wow.
Really? So you mean crack the testy open like an egg?
No, it didn't open to the surface, but I mean, the ultrasound, it was just fractured.
No, but it didn't open to the air, but I mean the egg, I mean the testy was just broken open.
Broken in half.
That hurts.
It was out.
Yeah.
Now, what are the little like extension cords that attach the
spermatic cord?
Yeah, I had a friend in college where they became tangled.
Oh, that's a torsion.
Yes, he was
Bang.
On
that's
the floor
out.
Of his apartment. He could not get up, and he was banging on the floor for hours until finally the landlord they broke in and they took him to the hospital.
I mean, he couldn't get up, make it to
he
the
could
door.
Not stand up. No, he could not stand up, and he was like, he wasn't passed out, but he was just banging on the floor, you know, and he couldn't get to the phone, because imagine the wires on your sack get, ooh,
hey, what happened?
Ow.
No. What happened to Doug, Ann's husband, last night? Anybody know Lauren?
All right. We will,
He's all right.
All right. Let's,
what, did his sack got wrapped around fingers?
Well.
He had a bowel obstruction last night.
Bowel obstruction?
Yeah.
Well, that's
no, he doesn't have a sack. The producer Ann keeps that in a mason jar.
Wow.
In the basement of the house. So
gee,
no
I think did they
there.
Find? Did they get the turkey lodged in his lower bowels?
The turkey.
She shoved the yard bird up the old poopy chute.
Robert.
Yay!
Robert.
Yeah.
You're 19. Robert? What's up?
Hey man, can I start off by saying David Alan Greer?
What's up, bro?
Funny man.
What's up, man?
He is.
It's not about funniness right now, brother. We're trying to help you.
It's about fruit in the middle when it comes to David.
Because you know what I dig?
Fruit in the middle.
Fruit in the middle. I like a girl with a big butt.
All right. What's up, babe? What's going on?
I got a 17-year-old girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a girl on earlier talking about she wanted to give her boyfriend head.
Right.
And I'm wondering, how do I get my girl from a guy to girl's perspective?
Well, that's a more usual kind of concern, I'd say.
Yeah.
Some girls don't like it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. She's pretty straight too. She's not very
experimental.
Yeah,
not a free spirit.
Here's what I do. Cut to the chase. Get her loaded.
Right.
You tie her to the bed. Spank her lightly on the butt cheeks.
How old is she?
She's 17.
17. Yeah. Nice, Dag. Way to go.
Spank her.
17.
Spank her. Call her. To talk dirty.
17.
Talk dirty.
17.
How long have you been together?
About 5 months.
Are you having sex?
Nah.
Mm.
Yeah, you may want to wait till you start,
Yeah, how far are you getting with her?
Just hand jobs.
Right.
Really?
Wow. That may be where she wants to keep it. You know what I'm saying? It's because there's sort of a natural, you know what I mean? There's a sort of progression around the hand.
Hey, let me ask you something. Can you transition to just getting the hand jobs?
Like, back to that?
It? Yeah, have you been hitting it like,
I mean, it sounds kind of nice
kind of transition out, just like, look at
reminiscent?
Girl. Yeah, hook me up real quick.
Helps you relive your high school experience.
There you go. That's nice.
No, not me. It'd be like driving an old Mazda pickup truck at a high school.
A good technique is hard to find.
Back.
Yeah, it's a good technique is hard to find.
And besides, about halfway into the hand job, I would go, like, get out of there. You don't know. Give me that.
Let me have that.
Give me that.
Grip it firmly like a handshake.
Right.
And work it out.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Be patient.
What if you went down on her?
There's an idea.
Yeah, that's always a good... There's a good way to get what you want out of somebody.
Use guilt.
Do it to them first.
I got a problem with that, though.
What's the problem?
She doesn't shave.
So?
Well,
shaver.
Wait a minute. BS.
No, we don't believe her?
Yep.
No.
There's no girl in America who doesn't shave.
Not only that, it's, how does he know?
Because I've been gone down on her with my hand.
That's true.
All right, just get down there and deal with it.
Yeah, but you can trim her up.
What if it itches my nose and makes me laugh or something?
See, it's
all right. Robert. See, we tried to help.
We're trying to help these babies.
We're trying to help. Listen, you guys, you don't know what it was like back when you had to deal with that.
Deal
all that hair. Yeah.
When that was the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just check out some of those Playboys from the 70s. Right?
Yeah, I tell you what, that vintage 70s porn, oh yeah, they had muffs down there, little afros.
I mean, you in New England in the winter, mid-late 70s.
Well, that's where you were there then, too?
You were chomping on hair a lot of times, you know,
yeah,
in the early explorations before you found that little love button.
Trying to eat a tribble.
Right? Yeah.
Man,
but does every girl have to shave bald now? I mean, it's like
Know. No, I don't like the shave bald thing because it's a real weird adolescent thing.
I know, and I don't like hearts. I don't want to lightning bolt. Just trim it.
Right.
Make it look natural.
Yeah. Well, I don't want it to look. You mean like natural, like real, like
No. It should
like don't adorn our bodies or shave hair or bathe.
You want reminiscent of natural.
I like labia jewelry. I like labia jewelry as much as the next man.
No, you don't.
Oh, he does. Oh, he's hairy.
No, he doesn't.
We were talking about it during the break.
Well,
does that turn you on?
Get my freak on. Listen, if the person is into it,
How do you feel about clitoral jewelry?
No, don't mess with it. Don't mess with that. Because here's what we talked about. This.
What's your favorite thing on the labia?
I don't really. This is removable. I'm not talking about. You got me in a hole. I hate you. I'm attracted.
Go ahead.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
Oh, you are good. Bravo, ladies and gentlemen. You just witnessed me being had by Dr. Drew.
David's a freaky. I mean, he's a troubled guy.
I'm not.
I mean, he
I'm
really
not,
is a troubled guy. I mean, he's funny, but he's troubled.
But you have taken such an interest, And as soon as we work out, Adam's like, now get out. Get out!
Oh, please. Please. How dare you?
His dad was a psychiatrist,
How dare you? He comes over and works out, and he's hitting the mitts and backpedaling toward his car at the same time.
How come you never come to my house, David? You never come to visit me.
Well, because
I have a heavy bag.
Exactly, in more ways than one, Mister.
I'm not down.
It's a man club.
David,
you got to have a bag.
You're coming over tomorrow. We're doing some boxing.
That's sacrilegious, don't you think? To work out on St. Thanksgiving?
No. It's to wear.
Do you really think, given the climate,
it's a holiday for him every day?
It's where the pilgrims
really think,
wanted
given the climate,
it.
Where the country's at right now, we should be working out. Really?
Well, listen. If we don't work out tomorrow, then they win.
That's true.
You understand?
You're right. Let's heal some babies. We got 20 minutes.
All right, we
got
to take a break.
Let's double dip. Hold on. Put 5 and 6. I'll hit both of them.
All right, we'll
guys,
talk
at the same time.
We'll talk to them at the same time, 5 and 6, when we come back.
Oh, man.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Gentlemen. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. David Alan Greer, dear friend, is on the show tonight. He can be seen at the Brea Improv all weekend. That is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. All right.
Sunday. Hey, Adam, why don't you come down for a show? It's only an hour away. Why don't you come hang out?
Come over tomorrow.
I'm saying, you know, come see, this is your workplace, this is your kingdom. Right. You know, come to my kingdom, come to my neighborhood, you know?
Right.
You know, I'm tired of, like, going to Mr. Rogers' house, you know? Come over, you know, like you live over there and I live over here. Right. Why don't you come out of your, like, because you walk down
come,
the street.
You come here and, to plug that work.
Yeah, but you could, you know.
What I do, stand up and yell at all 80 people?
Yeah, you could do something like that, man, you know.
Hey, man, look at me.
You could bring your cranberries. We could do upstairs.
Hey, guys, little friend of mine up here to make some cranberries. Let him know you love him. Adam Carolla, let him go.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you go. Let's heal some babies. Dr. Drew's fading.
Katie?
Yeah.
No, you want to do Katie and Amy. Oh, yeah. Well, Amy, okay. Right?
Okay, yeah, we're going to double dip.
Hold on. Put them on at the same time, Drew. All right.
Katie, Amy, at the count of three, we want you to both at the same time tell us your problems. We're running out of time. We got to heal you both. One, two, three. Go.
I have an addition to Adam.
Amy, get involved.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Come on.
We're listening.
I have a discharge thing.
Okay, Amy, tell us your recipe. Come on, girl, we run out of time.
You add
Katie's a discharge
pear,
smell.
Ground ginger and amaretto.
Katie,
Adam's recipe, yes. Basically.
Is there a smell to the discharge?
Well, my boyfriend said there was, but I went down to the teen clinic and they said that I was fine.
Does it smell like amaretto or pears? Because if so, you could make a sauce out of it. Put it on some bagels.
Did they culture you? Katie?
Well, they took a swab and microscope and...
Well, it all looked okay.
They put a pear up her?
No. Keep listening. Just listen.
It's all flowing, man. Right? It's multitasking.
Keep it going, right? Okay? This may be a new way to do the show. We'll be out of here by 11.
Now, Amy, how do you do the sauce?
You just basically do it exactly the same as Adam does it, but you just throw in some pear and ginger and you throw in some amaretto thing.
Let me ask you this.
How much amaretto?
Spices it up a little bit.
How much amaretto?
Like fourth or half a cup or something, not that much.
What is the consistency of this sauce?
Is it
a jello-y?
The discharge of the sauce.
It's sort of true to the original.
I'm sorry, Amy. I'm talking to Katie now. I'm talking to Katie. Is your discharge watery? Is it jello-y? Is it?
It's kind of thick, like my underwear.
I hear you.
Thick like underwear.
If you like put it on your fingertip and smack it on the wall, will it stick or will it roll down?
Amy,
I'm sorry. I switched back to Amy now.
But yeah.
Amy, it will.
Katie, have you tried any creams?
Okay, cool.
Katie?
Wait, I also have to talk to David Allen Greer, too.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Katie?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Katie,
I'm right here.
If we put the discharge on white meat, like the breast meat, which can traditionally be dry, would that help it go down?
Hold on. I'm brainstorming. Adam, Katie, sit down. We're going to make a product out of your discharge. Katie's discharge, the other mayonnaise. That's it. We're going to make $1 million.
Move over.
Mayonnaise.
Move over, Dijonnaise.
There you
Katie,
go.
That's kind of gross.
Katie, have you tried any cream for that?
No.
Nothing.
How about adding some of that Metro gel to the mix?
Right. I think it's...
No, I mean with the cranberry pears.
Maybe
ginger.
Katie, have you douched or anything? Tried douching?
No, I haven't done anything. I just... I don't know.
Do they have cranberry juice?
Listen, let me tell you something. First of all, tell your boyfriend, Katie, to quit being a punk.
Well, I'm not with him anymore, actually. He kind of told everyone, and then...
Oh, he's an idiot. You checked yourself out. You're fine. Relax.
All right.
Yeah, that's
you know, the smell of a woman's loins when properly marinated
wait a
is,
minute. Wait. Katie was Amy wanted to talk to David Allen Greer, right?
Amy, what's up, baby? What's going on?
Oh, I just want to tell you guys, it's the combination of the cranberry recipe and David Allen Greer is the only time I've ever felt compelled to call, and he's the only person who's made me laugh out loud for this whole 2 hours.
What was the funniest thing you did?
Probably just his little screams.
Isn't the Skeet song pretty funny?
Crack me up.
Anderson? Wait, no. The skeet song, please.
What about one more time.
A little skeet there. Skeet, everywhere. Everybody, skeets. That's how you do your threesomes with me.
That could be on the B
side. Hey, I get laid. I get laid in clubs with that, gentlemen.
Anything can cause addiction, Adam. Did you know that?
That could be on the B side of Fruit in the Middle.
Adam, I think you're addicted to cranberries. Dr. Drew, get involved, please.
I'm not interested.
Amy?
Like a girl with a big butt, but fruit. In the menta. It's juicy. It's sweet. Because it's fruit. And in the menta.
F, because you're fine. Aura, because you're responsible. And you, because you are you. And I, because you intelligent. And T, because you're tasty. It's fruity. Now, Amy, what you look like, girl? She's of age, so I can tap this.
No.
23.
No.
Amy, What you wearing?
No, I
Santa Barbara. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, hey, fellas, don't cut me off now. Amy, pumpkin.
Oh, no, you like labia jewelry, and that's not Amy's color.
Bubblegum lips. Aaron, come on, you
Aaron.
Aaron. Dude, I just boned two chicks.
Aaron.
You like them to look like that one Cosby kid downstairs.
Oh,
Aaron, I'm here. I love
that one Cosby kid with those huge lips.
Oh, I'm going to go up and down.
Downstairs.
Aaron.
That's not a racial
Aaron,
thing.
No, racial thing.
Wait, I want to talk to Aaron. I really
All right,
do.
Aaron.
Aaron,
go.
Here you are.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a question for Dr.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I'm curious. I'm going into drug treatment on Friday.
Cool.
For cocaine.
Great.
Yes, I seem to, every 5 years or so, really mess up my life with it.
Yeah.
And I've never really worked a program. I think that may be why. But my question is, is there anything over the counter or that my doctor can prescribe that I can take to help me with the withdrawal symptoms?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can give you. There's a ton of things that may help, but
how about
that's why you're going inpatient. Sometimes barbiturates, there's a lot of stuff they can use to smooth things out. A lot of the mood lability can be treated, the sleep problems can be treated, but the cravings are what are going to be your issue, and those can't be treated, really. Sometimes Wellbutrin will help with that a little bit, just like it does with nicotine.
Hold on,
but the bottom line is, I know, because we have no time. Yeah. Bottom line is, you got to get the program. You got to work the steps. You don't do that, this disease will progress, guaranteed.
You know, no one makes
give me a subscription prescription for Dilaudid.
I'll give you a subscription.
Can you give me a prescription for Dilaudid, please?
The Don King of comedy here.
We've had fun tonight.
No impressed.
But right now, we got to go to break.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
All right, put caller six in. No, Amy. Amy, 23 from Santa Barbara. What you wearing, baby?
Let me
get in them drawers. Come on.
One more thing about yogurt.
I need a booty call. Amy.
Yogurt.
How come no one makes a good banana yogurt?
Oh, the banana and strawberry.
And peach.
Yeah, well, no.
Peach always smells like
butthole. That's banana and strawberry. He's right. I want banana.
Straight banana. Yeah.
Straight banana. Somebody come out with a straight banana yogurt and fruit in the middle.
It's juicy. It's sweet. Because it's fruit and in the middle.
Love Line. Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready.
All right, everybody.
All right, let's try and save one more life.
No.
David Amy
Allen Greer.
From Santa Barbara, you sounded cute, punkin', with the emerald. I want to get in them pairs, baby.
Gonna
Call
be
me
the,
back.
Irvine Improv. He shuts up when I do the plugs. Friday and Saturday.
Two shows
Friday. Two shows Saturday and a half show Sunday because he's tired.
Sing now.
And you can hear him sing all the
Fruit
songs. The turkey
middle,
song.
Like
the skeet song.
The skeet song. He's going to do the cheer. And he's going to do the fruit in the middle medley.
I like a girl with a big butt.
So until next time.
In like plastic bags.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Turkey Day.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Make that fresh cranberry sauce.
Peace and chicken grease. Don't get none on
that's
you.
That's right. And until next time, Adam Crawford, Dr. Drew saying,
Mahalo. Turkey sat on the backyard fence on Thanksgiving Day. And as he sat on the backyard fence, this is what he'd say. Oh, gobble, 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 gobble. I don't like Thanksgiving Day. Gobble, 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 gobble. I would like to run away.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
I'd like everyone from Berkeley and Santa Monica just to pack up and go to Afghanistan so you can be with your people over there. Go ahead, hand some bread out. Help the kids. Enjoy. Please. We'll be back.